And it's time for Brittany J's tea for the day.
Yes, and today. Okay, so Suge Knight, he struck a plea deal, y'all. So he pled no contest to voluntary manslaughter and the death of the guy, Terry Carter, who he allegedly ran over in January 2015. He was facing life in prison, but he got 28 years instead. Yes.
And that's a deal?
That's what I said.
Yeah, I was wondering.
That's not a deal to me. I mean, I guess because you don't have to die in jail, but
he's dying in jail.
Bruh.
It's over. Right, how many years he got served?
So he's been in there for 3 years already. So he has that.
He got 25?
Right. Then he gets
out. He got 28. Is it 25 life? Well, he got three in.
Three in. Yeah, he has three for time served. And he'll be on parole for 3 years after serving his sentence when he's like 78 or 80-something years old. He's 53 right now. So that's pretty depressing. But, I mean, you get what you get. So, Cat Williams, we talked about how, what he said about Tiffany Haddish and how she hasn't proved that she's funny, basically.
Yeah, she didn't prove that she didn't deserve the stuff that she's getting.
That she's getting, basically. So Kevin Hart and Tiffany Haddish did an interview together, and Kevin Hart is very passionate about this. So he said that Cat Williams keep pointing at Hollywood and the white man for his own situation. When do you take responsibility for your own actions? You had just shot. You were set up to be the star. You didn't show up to work. You effed off promo shoots. He said he never used his platform to bring up the people under him, and he was a risk for studios because he chose drugs.
He said
there's like two Cat Williams, like you. So there's no mistake. So I'd be interested to see what Cat Williams is going to say back.
He's going to say something back.
He's inevitably. Like, this could get really ugly, I think. Yeah. I think this could get ugly on Cat Williams' end.
But you saw what
he did to Wanda.
But he killed Wanda.
And all she did was comment on what? I don't even know what she commented on.
He
annihilated her.
He gave her the business. but he apologized to Tiffany, didn't he?
No, he exactly.
So why are they still going on with it?
Well, we don't know that he apologized. Well, he said he was sorry for mentioning it.
He said Wanda Sykes got on him and told him about how wrong he was.
Yeah.
So he apologized.
But Tiffany was sitting right next to him, nodding her head like, y'all, so I don't know. So it seemed like it kind of, I don't know. It could still get ugly.
Yeah. Right, well, Kat's going to say something back.
Yeah, and I can't wait to see what he has to say. But I do think drugs ruin his life, though. I'm not going to hold you. So Kanye West was in his entire feeling yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
And he posted like a 4-video series on Instagram addressing people that he feels disrespected his wife. Let's get into the clip.
I just wanted to express some things that were not sitting right with my spirit. First of all, I want to address Nick Cannon. I understand that you used to date my wife, but, you know, you get in an interview, don't mention my wife. If someone brings my wife up, you say, hey, I respect that man. I'm not speaking on that. Don't be making those suggestions like nobody f*** my wife.
So, I mean, we all do know that Nick Cannon did date Kim Kardashian, and because she's so popular and he's interviewing, they're obviously going to ask him this question. I don't think that he really handled the interview wrong, but Nick Cannon responded to Kanye. He says, well, first of all, welcome back from the sunken place, my brother. I've never said anything disrespectful about your wife or your union, but what you're not going to do is tell me what I can and can't say in an interview. Somebody asked me a question, I'm going to answer it to the best of my ability, but if you got your spirit feeling weird, holla at me. Then he basically invited him to Wildin' Out.
Yeah, I seen that. He's like, you know, come to Wildin' Out.
Yeah.
We just sold out in Houston,
right,
Texas.
Right, 200,000, something like that.
It could be great. So he's like, Kanye, come and help me make some money off
right,
of you.
I'm going to pimp the situation while people is watching. So he also has something to say about Drake because he feels that Drake's Kiki, in my feelings, Kiki is about Kim. So here's what he said about Drake.
Now, the next thing is with Drake. If I wasn't in a medicated state, I might have thought and had the wherewithal to say, hey, Pusha, don't diss Drake on my beat. And I spoke about that and took accountability for that. What I'm looking for my spirit to take accountability is the fact that it's people making rumors or thinking that you f*** my wife and you're not saying nothing and you carrying it like that, that don't sit well with my spirit.
I mean, I think Drake taking the
Rex is on Rex is on his job.
I think that I feel like Drake's not addressing it because why address it if it's not real? I think I heard
Kim's nickname was Kiki.
They do call her that on the show, but I don't think that he would do that.
Well, why wouldn't he?
I don't know. What's why?
If he thought that Drake
so
that,
you think
if
Drake
he,
did
if
it
he thought
it?
Kanye
uh-huh.
gave Pusha
This
the,
is, well,
you know
yeah,
I mean?
That's true.
Why
are you talking about basically if I wasn't on drugs, that diss record wouldn't even happen.
Yeah. If I knew what was going on at the time.
Right, if I was woke, if I was awake, if I was conscious.
I thought I was in there with J. Cole. I didn't know what was going on.
I thought I told him not to do it. I thought.
All right, that's it so for the
tea. That's it for the tea.
All right, thank you, Brittany. DJ Rex, yeah, it's always been a pleasure, brother.
Always
you got any
pleasure,
shouts,
man,
before you get up out of here?
Shout out to everybody coming out to the Stiletto and Gene party at Club Zone tonight, man. I'm on the set. DJ MG, Frank Nitti, Craig G. We shutting things down, man.
That's what's up.
Boys.
All right. Hey, I told you we was going to make your lunch break great, man. Hopefully we did. Hey, ticket to see J. Cole coming up in 6 minutes. Keep it here. It's Hot 937.
WZMX. WZMX HD1 Hartford. Thanks for sweating it out with DJ Rex and the big man. It's the Midday Workout every weekday afternoon on Hot 937.